even me, as someone who probably gets more news and weather updates than the average person in Southwest Florida, I feel like this one kind of came out of nowhere. So how did Tropical Storm Gordon form?
Well, it's important to remember that Gordon began as a tropical wave, just like nearly all of them do, off the west coast of Africa. This season, the middle part of the Atlantic has not been favorable for tropical development, but a wave really doesn't care about its conditions way out in the Atlantic. I mean, it depends on where the wave is at the time, and that's where intensification can occur. And that happened with Gordon this morning as it approached southeast Florida. We've been talking about this system dating back to last Thursday as it has potential. And then, of course, the Hurricane Center issued that potential tropical cyclone advisory yesterday. So it's not surprising that it did develop, but it is impressive in terms of how quickly it has been strengthening throughout the day today, even as it moved over portions of the Everglades.
A lot of Floridians, I feel, think they know anecdotally if a storm forms fast, it's probably not as much of a threat. Is there any truth to that, or are we just saying that to make ourselves feel better?
Well, that could be a little bit of both, but it is, I tell you, rapid intensification is a scary thing because that is where the science is not as credible in terms of forecasting with much notice. And we're looking at a radar image this afternoon, and I know it's been widely shared on social media. It kind of looks like a hurricane. I just looked at the Hurricane Hunter data that went through earlier today, and it's still just shy of those criteria to be classified as a hurricane. But it'll be interesting to see what happens this evening as it moves a little further to the west and over the warmer waters of the eastern Gulf of Mexico. I think we know here in Southwest Florida that a small storm can fluctuate dramatically, like Charley did back in 2004. These little tight circles can be pretty powerful. They're just not quite as widespread.
So is there concern that it could become a hurricane before reaching the north part of the Gulf Coast? Like, I'm thinking Mississippi and Louisiana.
Yeah, a hurricane watch has been issued for the north central Gulf Coast states. Now, it's just west of Pensacola. So there is the possibility that it becomes a hurricane. In fact, some of the newer model data is suggesting that before landfall. That would be Tuesday night, somewhere between the mouth of the Mississippi and Mobile Bay, I think is the best estimate on that right now. But a storm surge watch has been issued as far east as, I think, the Emerald Coast there on the western side of the Panhandle. So yeah, this storm will affect many Floridians even up in the Panhandle, just not directly.
As we speak right now, it's raining out here in Fort Myers, but that's pretty typical in the afternoons during this time of year. And honestly, it's not even raining as hard as usual. So did we just luck out in this area?
Well, this is a small, compact storm. There's certainly been some pockets of heavy rain out there. The difference between today and a normal summer day is the fact that the sun's not poking out in between the showers and thunderstorms, and the rain will continue probably well into the nighttime hours, off and on, as these bands move around Gordon. There has been some heavy rain, over an inch, maybe close to 2 inches now, in portions of Collier and Miami-Dade counties from this system. But it's a small one, and I know the Marco Island residents are probably, it's a little eerie that they're looking at this thing on radar sitting just offshore. About a week from the anniversary of Irma.